It's a sacred moment in the body of Christ, and the apostolic government of understanding faith will reveal some mysteries of faith that the body of Christ know very little about. The Bible talks about in Romans 12:3, the measure of faith. And there are degrees and dimensions of faith that have not been touched, or very little touched, because of the apostolic aspect of faith that I see in my years of ministering, that the Lord is revealing some more things to me that I had not seen from a pastoral point of view. So this morning, I don't want you to think regular. I want you to think measure, and you might write these words down, measure, and then the word maturing, and then the word mystery, and then the word focus, and then the word flow, and one more word, flourish. Now, I give you what, five or six words there? All those words are in somewhat progressive, and we're gonna progress in faith today. You listen out there. We're gonna progress in faith. There are areas we're going in that are very progressive. Other words, there are places that you have not been, and there are places that you've been trying to go, and there are places that you have never seen before, but the degree and the dimension, I would also add the word, the dynamic of this mystery of faith that we're about to deal with this morning is so important, because there are things you've been trying to accomplish, you have not been able to accomplish them. Now, another thing I want you to remember is that this is an aspect of the mystery of faith. In other words, it can be missed. M-I-S-S-E-D can be missed by going along with the normal pattern of faith. You know, we got little faith, you got great faith, you got exceeding great faith, you got the spirit of faith. But this morning we're about to dive into a higher dimension than all of those. You will not be able to go there without revelation. So it's my job this morning is to make it clear enough that your soul can catch the revelation of it. You'll be able to catch the revelation of it. So, Father, we thank you this morning here at Word of Life Christian Center. We thank you for every person under the sound of our voice. We thank you for the membership of this church, that they'll be surrounded by revelation and know how to walk in these times. We thank you here in the sanctuary that you're present. The atmosphere is conducive for the Holy Spirit to show us different degrees of faith in the mystery world. We praise you and honor you that every man listening, woman, if they're not born again, they'll come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Those who are saved will grow in maturity and walk in places they've never been before. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Prior to reading the scripture, I want to read something a great man of God taught me. And this revelation, he didn't teach me this revelation. The Holy Ghost taught me the revelation. But this will sort of prelude us as you listen to some of the things that is said. Why is it that some people faith produces and others don't? And open your Bible to Ephesians 3. The reason is because Bible faith is in degrees. You got that? I want you to get that, degrees, because I want you to look for graduations in faith. That your faith class never run out. Ooh, my goodness. your faith classes never run out. And you see, we can get with respect and honor for the Word of Faith movement, per se. I'm in the movement. I thank God for it. But I think we get stuck because God is beyond any movement. Yes, sir. And so if you get a guideline of certain things and begin just to believe that's the finish line, then you're leaving the mystery out. Okay? Now you got to walk in these territories being judged by the Spirit to make sure that you're balanced. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But there's so much more. Say it. There's so much more. Say it. Let your spirit hear you. There's so much more. Your soul need to hear. There's so much more to faith. Say that.
There's so much more to faith.
Yeah, you want your out of your mouth, when it come out of your mouth, it's powerful. Out of another person's mouth is one thing. And so it says, why is it that some people faith produces and others don't? The reason is because faith is in degrees. Faith is not just faith. Faith is in degrees. It talks about in Matthew 14, Jesus walking on the sea toward his disciples who he had earlier left in the boat. Peter saw him, you remember that? And said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. Jesus said, come. Now watch this. And Peter began walking toward Jesus on the water, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said, O thou of little faith. See that?
Yes,
wherefore did thou doubt? Now, listen to this very carefully. The dimension, because there's some places you're not getting. Mm-hmm. All right? And the Lord wanted to bring us further this morning. The dimension of faith required to keep walking on the water was not in Peter.
Uh-huh.
So he began to sing. Is it possible that we, in our faith, may have run upon a dimension we needed and didn't have it? See, the Bible said God give every man, Romans 12, to the measure of faith. But God can't mature your faith. And your faith is not matured if it don't go through something.
That's right.
So different level, we cry about when something hit us, but we just got to deal with it. All right. Faith is in degrees. There is little faith, great faith, exceeding great faith, and the spirit of faith. Your level of insight, get this now, your level of insight determines the degree of faith you will operate in.
Yes, sir.
Your level of insight determines the degree of faith you're going to operate in. We're going to deal with an aspect of faith this morning, I believe, that is apostolic. I'm going to give a prelude about Daniel. So you have some concept. Turn with me in Ephesians, but turn to Daniel, the book of Daniel. And I gotta walk through this slowly, children. You're gonna get strong in here this morning because there are some things. The book of Daniel. Turn to Daniel, and we're gonna look in Daniel 5. This is a prep you for where we're going. You're going to have to see some things before you'll be able to leave your word of faith dimension. Hallelujah. In Daniel chapter 5, nobody else was able to handle the situation. And they sent for Daniel. The 12th verse, Daniel 5 and 12. For as much as a what? And what? Excellent spirit. Underline it. Excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding and interpreting of dream and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts was found in this same Daniel. See? Now go to Daniel 6, chapter 6, verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes because he had a what? Y'all ain't seen this. Excellent spirit. I want you to underline was in him. Excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm because he had that excellent spirit in him. So what we're going to deal with this morning is going to change your realm of living. There's a certain realm your faith was able to take you to up to this moment, but there's another realm of living that you're about to step into. All right? Now go back to Ephesians to our text, and when we read it, then I'm going to tell you what we're going to talk about. Yes, sir. Ephesians chapter 3. It's this great prayer, Paul praying for the Ephesians. I'm praying for Word of Life Christian Center and all who tied in with us this morning that get ready to go to another dimension in faith. Yes, get ready, write it down, get ready to go into another dimension of faith that's going to release and relieve a lot of things in your life that you've been trying to get together. You put it in your own word, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Paul knew his revelation, the mysteries he was preaching in, and the manifold wisdom that God was giving to him and the unsearchable riches of Christ he was touching, that he didn't want to leave the people. So what he did is he prayed in the first chapter, one prayer for him, and over here in the third chapter, he decided, I better pray for him again because the revelation is getting stronger and strong, all right? So here the Apostle Paul prays for the church at Ephesus that they might get into a deeper dimension of revelation. Okay, I want you to think the word excellent. Excellent, I want you to think that word. All right, now in Ephesians chapter 3, and listen carefully, because if you don't listen carefully when I start digging into this thing, you're going to be shocked. So Paul said in this 14th verse, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, when we get to the 17th verse down to the 20th verse, it's digging in the territory that we're going to. The 17th verse, that Christ may dwell in your hearts, how?
By faith.
Now look at the next statement. Look at the next statement. I want you to see the next statement now. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. But I want you to look at the next statement because the Holy Spirit has to breathe on you to keep up with what God has shown us. That ye being rooted and grounded in love. All right? All right. Faith, love is the supernatural fuel for faith.
Right.
Love can take faith beyond great faith.
Yes, sir. Wow.
We'll see in a minute. All right. May be able to comprehend, underline the word comprehend. There must be comprehension when you're going deeper into deeper dimension. Oh, hallelujah. That sounds good, don't it?
Yes.
There must be comprehension when you're going into deeper dimension.
Yes, sir.
I like that. How many of y'all like that? Yeah, you see comprehension, dimension. You can't, there are dimensions you can't go without comprehension.
Yes, sir.
All right. Ooh. May be able to comprehend with all scent what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Now watch what he said in verse 19. And to know the love of Christ, mm-hmm, which passes knowledge. Now, my brothers and sisters, the lesson that we're going to teach on faith this morning passes knowledge. It steps into the mysteries of the Spirit.
Wow. That's good.
Most probably you have not been here before.
Wow.
We're going here this morning. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And then they get to that verse where your faith fueled with love can take you. Verse 20. It takes faith fueled with love on purpose to take you to verse 20. So most likely you have not been to verse 20.
Yes, sir.
But when I finish this morning, you go into verse 20.
Yes, sir.
Now unto him that David do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and according to the power that worketh in us. That power that worketh in us is faith fueled with love.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right. All right. Now, in dealing with that, the Holy Spirit revealed to me in study and prayer, there's a mystery place of faith that the people of God must tap in.
Yes, sir.
Unknown by most Christian. For there's a great revealing factor here that will take us places we have not gone before. Now, when you deal with this, The secret of building excellent faith cometh to the body of Christ.
Wow.
Building excellent faith. The secret of building excellent faith cometh to the body of Christ. Now, you have to get a clear English definition of excellent. It means prime, P-R-I-M-E. It's prime time in the body of Christ. Excellent faith gonna take you into prime things. Quality. It means raw. It means sovereign. my. It means superior, top notch, blue ribbon, first string faith. Faith that's going to put you on the first string team.
Yeah.
Now, so excellent faith, we're moving beyond just operating faith. We're operating in a dimension of faith. Let me give it to you. Excellent faith will never fail, for it's filled with unfailing substance.
Wow.
Notice there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 for a moment. The 31st verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the 31st verse. Hallelujah. So now stick with me now, because we're going somewhere that I believe to a large degree, again, I say, the body of Christ have not been there. In 1 Corinthians 12, 31, after teaching on the gifts of the Spirit, Paul, in the 31st verse, said, but covet honestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. So what I'm saying this morning is, pour your best faith out. I'm about to show you a more excellent way. The greatest thing you've done with your faith, I want you to pull it out, and we're about to go to another level. Paul said he would show us a more excellent way than the gift of the Spirit.
Wow.
That's what he's saying.
Yes, sir.
He said, yeah, I've showed you the gifts of the Spirit, but let me show you a more excellent way. And I believe that excellent way that Paul wanted to show was the excellence of faith. The gift work as the Spirit will. You can build yourself to operate beyond the gifts in faith.
My.
Now, I want you to listen prayerfully. You've read this before, but what the territory you're going, I feel the Holy Ghost. The territory you're going in now, my brothers and sisters, I want you to listen prayerfully, because we're talking about the secret of building excellent, that's the word, excellent faith coming to the body of Christ. And we say the fuel for excellent faith is love. Love, the love of God is excellent.
Yes, sir.
And wherever it go to abide, it bring its excellency with it.
Wow.
Are you following me? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Help me, Holy Ghost, to teach this, that the body of Christ can see it. All right, now listen prayerfully. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going to read the first four verses. And I want you to think excellent. I want you to think about excellent faith. I want you to think about what Paul is trying to show us here. He said, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, what? And have not love, I become a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. Look at love. Look what love surpass angels. In the first verse.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So your faith is about to pass angels.
Wow.
See, love is the greatest promoting factor in the spirit world.
Wow.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, verse 2, and do I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge? And do I have all faith? What? I want you to see this now. I want you to see this based on the revelation that the Lord is aiming to get to the body of Christ. And a lot of your problems are going to be solved. And a lot of things you're dealing with, you're going to deal with them today. Because you have the potentials for excellent faith. All you got to do is pump that love in it. How many see where we're going? Yeah. See, now, this is not per se just an emotional message. So if you just wait no emotion, you're going to miss the whole boat. We're not dealing with emotion. This is what, watch what I say. We're not dealing with emotion. We're dealing with excellence.
Yes, sir.
We're dealing with a rim in the spirit, a revelation in the spirit, a rhythm of faith that very few have walked in.
Yes, sir.
All right? See, never stop searching. Because there's always more. Yeah, God's he's infinitum. You can't grasp all of him.
Yes, sir.
Because if you grasp all of him, he'll make something else.
Come on, sir.
All right. Now notice verse 1. Look what it talk about in verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy, I'm prophesying. Understand all mystery, and all knowledge. Knowledge, that's a powerful word. And though I have all faith. All faith, so that I can move mountain and have not love, I can't go to the next level of faith.
Right.
I'm nothing.
I love it.
See? Say it down, write it down. I'm going to another level of faith.
I'm going to another level of faith.
Now. All right. Verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity or love, it profits me nothing. Now write down in your note, it profits me nothing. There's a place that certain levels of faith not going to profit you. There's a place that you're going to need to shift gear. He give you a measure, but you need to mature, because as life go on, greater challenges going to come to you. Are you following me? And faith, you have to be in a degree or dimension of faith that can meet that challenge. You just can't say, I have faith.
Yes,
No. See, Peter had enough faith to walk on the water until the wind came up.
Yeah. Wow.
But there was a faith could handle the wind,
yeah. But
he didn't have it.
Wow.
You see me, Laura? He had faith. We all have faith. We're children of God. But when you get into different dimension, watch what I said now. Devilish activity, a demonical activity, you need to be able to shift into another dimension of faith. Okay? Started out, but you didn't finish. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. See them three categories. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. But notice what he said. I finished my goal.
Yes, sir.
See. So there's a lot of undone territories in faith. That the Father, all over the world, the Father is spreading this apostolic governmental faith called excellent faith that comes out of the mysteries of faith. You can't just read the Bible and get this. The Lord had to reveal this. It's a dimension that very few people have walked in, if any.
Yes, sir.
It's a dimension that is being revealed to the body of Christ. See, God wasn't through talking when he was talking to Paul. God wasn't finished talking when he talked to John. Now he said, no man add to the Bible, but by the same token, revelations are coming forth all the time. So listen, there are some places you've been trying to go. There are some things you've been trying to do. There are some things you've been trying to stop. You couldn't because you didn't have the dimension of faith to do it. All right. All right. Now listen, let's read verse 4. Love suffered long and is kind. Love envied not. Love vaunted not itself and is not puffed up. All right. Now, one place it says there, I'm nothing. Another place in that same chapter says, it profited me nothing. Wow, wow. I'm nothing. That's the way he said there in the third verse. You see that? The last thing, I am nothing. I am nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, I got faith, but I'm nothing. Because if your faith can't handle the situation, you're nothing. Even though you're packing faith, even though you love God. But if you don't have enough fuel in your faith to take you to a place where Satan can't go. See, love took Jesus, and love will take your faith. Places that Satan can't go. It's too high a level for him. See, love is too powerful for him. Look, that's love whooping me every time. Are you following me? I'm trying to get you somewhere. And then that scripture where you saw the scripture where he said, profit me nothing. What verse that in? It's in that 113. I didn't write that one down. Verse 3 says, underline that. It profited me nothing. I am nothing in verse 2. In verse 3, it profited me nothing. So there are certain places, if the degree of your faith is not high enough, you fail.
Yes, sir.
See. Now, I read when Jesus said to Peter, I prayed that your faith fail not. I'm getting ahead of myself. That your faith fail not. Jesus knew the solution to non-failing faith.
Right.
He knew the solution. Matter of fact, in the 21st chapter, I don't get to it, in John, he restored Peter because Peter's faith had failed him.
Yes, sir.
And he taught Peter in 3 rounds how that his faith would never fail again.
Yes, sir.
He fueled Peter's faith with a thing called L-O-V-E.
Yes, sir.
He said, your faith. Now, he fueled it. When he reinstated Peter, love is the highest measure in the Holy Ghost. Love is the highest measure in the Holy Ghost. Now, you need to hear this. Most excellent faith revelation. I'm about to give you a most excellent faith revelation. You need to hear this. If you use this, my brothers and sisters, if you use this, emotion and emergencies will not matter. Excellent faith can handle emotional condition and emergencies that arise,
yes,
that you didn't know nothing about. You'll be able to shift into this aspect of faith and rest, having your faith resting in the love of God. I can't see no more. I can't feel no more. I can't understand no more, but I'm resting in love. I'm resting in His faithfulness.
Wow. That's right.
See, faith just can't operate by itself. Faith has to bump into faithfulness. The faithfulness of God. And what is better to escort you into the faithfulness of God than love? See, you're fueling your faith. A thing, waters you couldn't walk on, word of life, you're going to walk on it. Fires you couldn't stand in, you're going to stand in it. You hear me? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. The government, the apostolic government of faith has come to your house. That you're moving out in excellent faith, fueled with love. That which wouldn't profit you, not going to profit you. That what called you nothing can't call you nothing no more. You're going to be more powerful operating in this dimension with no dimension faith. See, excellent faith has no dimension. Excellent faith, you step out of the degrees. You step out of degrees. You're not operating degrees anymore. You're operating in the miraculous. You're operating in supernatural faith. Yeah. Oh, my. Y'all, come on, children. Come on, Shh. Here's a revelation of more excellent faith, fueled with love. You ready for it? All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning at verse 4. Replace the word charity with love. That's what they're talking about. I'm in the King James Version. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envied not. Love vaunted not itself. Is not puffed up. Now put all that in your faith. Put verse 4 in your faith. You knew you would fail many times because you didn't have verse 4 in your faith. You're talking about, I believe God, I believe God. No, you got to put this in there. But you see, look, love suffered long. Faith need to suffer long and is kind. See, you can't do that unless you know you're going to win. Love envy not. Love running not itself. Wait a minute. Love is not puffed up. See, puffed up faith. See, you always let him be the star. All right, look at verse 5 now. Love does not behave itself unseemly. Seek is not her own. Look at it. Now, your faith, boy, how grounded, is not easily provoked. How many times we'd have missed out that we let the enemy provoke us when we're trying to use our faith? I've done it. Have you ever done that? But from this day forward, because of excellent faith, you will not be provoked because you know you're the winner.
That's good, Lord.
See, love put the winning ticket in your faith. So all you got to do, look at the ticket. You know, you're not paying what's going on around, you know, all the window. Just look at the ticket. There's nothing can whoop love. See, I believe excellent faith constantly operate in resurrection power. See. So you, are you listening? All right. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Verse 6. Beareth all things. Verse 7. Listen at this. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Now, all that's in your faith.
Yes,
sir. See, you can't be operating on naked faith. Listen, you need some fuel. Beareth all things. Now, in excellent faith, fueled with love from Ephesians 3. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding. See, I'm able to stay in there. Are you following me? Now look at verse, verse 7. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. How many things that is? 1, 2, 3, 4. All this is in my faith now.
Yeah.
My faith is able to bear all things.
Yeah.
My faith is able to believe all things.
Yeah.
My faith is able to hopeth all things. My faith is able to endure all things because my faith is fueled with love. You see it?
Yeah.
See it? See, we've been taught confess. But confessing is not powerful if there's no possession.
Wow.
See, faith possesses what it's believing for before it manifests. And love is the very revelation. Love is the revelation of faith that cause faith to exist deeper than anything come against it.
Yeah.
You want to hear the biggie? You want to hear the biggie? The biggie is the first statement in verse 8. Say it. No, you can't say that like that. You can't. This too powerful. You can't say that. You got to say this with some spunk. Now, I'm going to give you all another chance. I'm going to give you another chance to say it. But just tell me, look, you can't read this.
No, sir.
Y'all reading. Love never fails.
Yeah.
No, reading. No, some emphasis. Listen, I don't want you to just shut up. Don't even say it if you can't say it right. We're going to say this. We're going to say this with some power.
Yes, sir.
We want the devil to hear it. We want ourselves to hear it. Love never fails. Say it. Yeah, you got to say it with some gunk, man. You got to recognize that this is a prize. This is a surprise.
Yeah.
To anything that try to mess with my life, a mess with my family, a mess with me.
Yeah.
Love can't fail.
Love can't.
Meaning, if my faith is an excellent faith, and I know it's fueled with love, my faith can't fail. Love, oh my God, failure proof my faith.
Yes, sir.
When my faith is finished, love take over.
Yes, sir.
And take my faith places it couldn't go by itself.
Yes, sir.
Oh my God. Love never failed. Faith never failed. All right. Listen to this question here. What happened when these three become one? Excellence, faith. What happened when these three become one? Y'all listening?
Yes,
what happened when these, I'm about to show you three, and those three come one, what happened? Because we're always putting them up against one another. But today the Lord's going to change it.
Yes,
what happened when these three become one? Why they got to be in division? Why they got to be fighting one another? Look at the last verse in 1 Corinthians 13. We've been always gauging them, and now by this faith, hope, charity. These three, you see it? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Verse 13.
Yes, sir.
But the greatest of these is love. Yes, so watch what I'm going to read it again now, because you might catch on. And now by this faith, hope, love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. We've been so busy dividing them.
Uh-huh.
But the Holy Ghost said, they are not enemies. You could have all three.
That's good, Lord.
And they produce excellent faith.
Yes, sir.
You know why I know that? Let me show you why I know that. Yeah, we're at it. Love has the power to make your hope and faith excellent. Turn to Romans 5:5. You're probably shouting, Chloe, I'm almost through. Romans 5:5. Hope make it not ashamed. Why hope don't make me ashamed? Because the love of God is shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost. Woo! Which is given to us. See? So now, oh my. Love has the power to make your hope and faith excellent. Excellent. That's why we say, and hope make it not ashamed because the love of God. And faith make it not ashamed because of the love of God. You see, the love of God is a fuel that can't be made ashamed.
Yes, sir.
And if you recognize that your faith is fueled by love, and you've gone, the measure of faith that you want to walk in now is excellent faith, and your trust is in the love of God.
Yes, sir.
In my faith. Yes, Galatians 5, 6. Yes, quickly. Yes, Galatians 5, 6. Galatians 5, 6.
Yes, sir.
Hush, hush. Somebody calling my name.
Yes, sir.
I'm about, see, many of you are about to move into places that you've never been before. And I know you love God, and now God is returning his love to you at a different level that you can do things that your situation telling you can't do. That you see the dimension of faith you operate in. See, love. Oh my goodness! Listen to this. Listen to what the Holy Ghost said. Love has no dimension. Love has no level. Love have no degree. Why? Because 1 John said God is love. So if God is love, if you're going to put a government on love, you're putting a government on God. So now your faith has no level.
Yeah.
How many seen that?
I see it.
Yeah, your faith. See, what I found out is to really train you to stand up in a pandemic and stuff like this, you have to go beyond emotion. We've had a lot of emotion. I love emotion. Holy Ghost hit me. I preach for a minute, and I'll preach in a minute. But you had to go beyond, because I think the emotion is shipwrecking revelation.
Yeah.
And the emotion hit, and everybody get happy, and the revelation never come out. See, what the Lord is teaching us this morning, look at Galatians 5, 6. Look, Galatians 5, 6. I don't believe I'll be reading Galatians 5, 6 in Ephesians. It won't work, I don't believe. And that's sort of like you trying to use your faith and don't have enough revelation. 5 and 6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth thing nor uncircumcision. But so that means you can sing at the cross where I first saw the light. Ain't gonna see nothing.
Come on.
Faith which worketh by love. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Can you see? There's a lot of work and a lot of effort have been made that didn't manifest because it wasn't working by love.
Come on,
sir. Huh? Come on, yeah, let me talk to you. And some, I believe Christians don't like for you to calm down like this and teach anyway because they can get by. But right now, you should, man, put that cup down. What do you say? But faith was working by love.
Yeah.
What the opposite of that is, there are territories that faith can't work without love. Faith really works by love.
Yes, sir.
Love is the fuel of excellent faith. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. So now, my brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, I wrote this down. You know what it takes to live in unfailing faith. Keeping your faith fueled by love. Peter, operating in faith, had failed a few times, and now the Lord wanted to failure-proof his faith.
Yeah.
You look at Luke 22:32 quickly. Luke 22:32. He has failed in faith a few times. And now the Lord about to go out at the resurrection, he about to go back to glory. And he want to make sure that he could put excellent faith in Peter. Excellent faith in Peter.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. Luke 22. We'll just look at it a minute. And then I'll close. Because whether you know it or not, I know I preached this morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because this stuff here, the stuff, listen, let me tell you, the stuff coming, I'm going to give you a book to read. I want you to read it prayerfully, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Because if you're going to contend for the faith, uh-huh, it's certain things you're going to have, and Oh, Lord, you want me to go there now? See, if you're going to contend for the faith, your faith is going to have to be in a certain position. Your faith cannot pay attention to the sense realm. That's where Satan's showing off at, in the sense realm. And then there's another system of demonic realm he shows up in. But you have to be in the realm of most holy faith, set in love. I'll do it, Holy Ghost. Turn to Jude. I'll do it and we'll come back to that. Jude. Turn to Jude. Book right, Jude. Say, what is it? Well, you need to find rightful revelation. Turn your Bible to the back, come back up toward the front. Because I think the Holy Ghost really want to show this. I think this capitalized upon the time we're living in. We're going to have to operate in excellent faith because we can't go by our senses. If you're going to honestly contend for the faith in these times, you're going to have certain things. Oh, man. So y'all read that chapter about three times and just meditate on it in Jude. It's going to show you how what we're living at and why we're living, why things going on now. But you get to the 17th verse, and with all of that stuff going on, people just living any kind of way, he said, keep yourself in God's love. Keep your faith in love. He said, but beloved, remember you the word which was spoken of before, verse 17, of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Didn't say of the pastors. How did they told you there should be markers in the last time? Well, we're there, right?
Yes, sir.
Who should walk after their own ungodly lust. We're in there, right?
Yes, sir.
These be they. Now, look at verse 19. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. You see that?
Yes, sir.
But ye beloved. Now, yeah, he's talking to you now. But ye beloved. Now, he'll tell you how to build that excellent faith. Who separate, but ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Look what the next verse is. Keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourself. What did he say? Keep yourself in the love of God. See, no matter what go on, no matter how many laws they pass, they're going to pass some crazy law, because you have to understand that's politicians passing those laws. They're trying to get in the next election. So, but we got to go by this book. And we can't get afraid. We can't get afraid of the sense realm, and we can't get afraid of the satanic realm. You see, we got to function in another realm, and that realm I'm talking about functioning in is the realm of love.
Yes, sir.
Your faith. You have come to grip of, and you don't take a high school education to understand this. See, the foolish things of God confound the wise. God gave us a few that the enemy can't use.
Wow.
Satan can't love God.
No.
Satan don't have the love of God on the inside of him.
Come on.
So when he faces you, he don't have a weapon strong enough to deal with the weapon you wearing.
Come on, sir.
The love of God, he can't make you do nothing. Satan can't make you do nothing. See, that's why Paul directed the love of the Lord thy God with all our soul, all our mind, all our strength. See, when you love, you can do it. Satan can't. So when everything else looks like it's failing, love can't fail.
Yes, sir. Wow.
So most excellent faith is fueled with love. And so you have to let the love keep you calm when it looks like it's not going right. See, when Peter was walking on the water, the wind was blowing when he started. He didn't see it. But when he stepped out of faith, he saw it. But love would have kept him in faith. See? Are you following me? Now let me close here somewhere. Oh, my. Keep your faith full of love. Yes, sir. Go back to Luke 22, because I want to show you something quickly before I close. Luke 22. And then we'll close. Now, remember now, we are dealing with a dimension of faith that is not average. And if you read the first part of Ephesians 3, Paul said there's some things, mysteries that God revealed only to the apostles. And that's why God wanted apostles in churches, because he wanted to keep taking his people to places they've never been before. Yes, see, these are places probably shut off in your meditation. Because the manifestation of it has to be in another dimension. The message you have heard this morning have moved all of your business. Have moved your family, have moved everything now. Because if you stop and take time what God have taught us this morning, and I'm so excited on the inside, what God is teaching the body of Christ about excellent faith. Now, a church member or a regular person will argue with that. They'll say your faith can't be excellent. Well, they're calling love a lie.
That's right.
When you call love a lie, you're calling God a lie. See, and that's what Satan don't want you to know. Satan don't want you to operate in a territory he can't operate in. He don't want your faith to be in wearing something he can't wear. Can you see it in? You see, it may dawn on you later what the Lord have done this morning, but this thing is so powerful. When the Lord revealed it to me, I said, what? He says, I'm going to teach you the mystery of excellent faith. Being fueled by my love. Now, there's people trying to get healed. There are people trying to get a better living quarters. All of that going to happen now. All they got to do is listen to this tape 9 times. Just listen at it. And let it go over and over and over in you. And then you're going to rise up as a giant. You'll find your faith fly. Looking down on the water. Not walking the water. You walk in the water and you say, I thank Jesus, I think I'm going to fly. Yeah. And you just take off. Peter should have just took off. And the Lord would have clapped his hand. So Peter said, I ain't sinking, I'm going to fly. Yeah, okay. So now your sinking days are over. Yeah, because when it looked like you're going to sink, you're going to start flying. There's an eagle on the inside of you. And there's a lion on the inside of you. Yeah. You know why a lion never get anxious? You know, when lion never do it like that. Lion wandered to the jungle. Lion looked back like this. Now where he think he going? Because the lion know he can't whip him. People who get all anxious, jump around, they're scared. They don't. You see what I'm saying? Let the lion come out in you. In you. You got a lion in you. You know what? That's why the Bible said, be anxious for nothing. Enter everything by prayer and supplication. Let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. You know, see, a lion walks through the jungle. He know the tiger can't whoop him. He know the elephant can't whoop him. So he just walked right there like, look, like that. And then you hear some noise. The lion did this. He don't have to run. You see, that's what excellent figure do. He don't have to run. He said, now where you going? See, and that's the way I want Word of Life Christian Center to be. When things come up in your life, I want the excellent faith to turn you into a lion. You know no one in the jungle can whoop you. And then most of the time, the lion don't have to fight. Everybody takes flight. They know what's about to happen now, you see. That's what I'm doing. I'm giving you lion rolling faith. Excellent faith. Put you in a position. And then there are times You don't roar. You let the eagle come out.
Yeah.
The eagle come out, the birds flapping their wings, trying to get to another height. The eagle come out and soar.
Yeah.
Up to unbreakable levels.
Wow.
And then stretch his wings out. Don't flap, just soar.
Just soar.
You got it?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You got it?
Got it.
All right. You just look in there. You look in Luke 22-32 and John 21:15-17. Write it down. 15-17. You're going to see Jesus asking Peter, love me more in thee?
Yeah.
Three times he asked him because he failed three times. Restoring his faith to excellent faith. You won't fail no more. You got the number? You got the scripture? Let me get the scripture because I want everybody to have it. And I had some more things. I might have to come back and teach on this again. John 21:15-17 is Jesus building Peter's faith to excellent faith by fueling it with love. Hallelujah. All right, yes, sir. Hallelujah.